This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The sentencing trial of Zacharias Moussaoui goes to the jury today after closing arguments from both the defense and the prosecution. The jury must decide whether Moussaoui should be executed or remain in prison for the rest of his life. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on the challenges facing both sides as they wrap up weeks of emotional testimony.
The Moussaoui trial is a legal oddity in so many ways, but law professor Richard Bonney of the University of Virginia says prosecutors face the same challenge as the government always does in a capital case.
And that's basically to focus the jury's attention, like a laser, on the crime and on the defendant's deliberate choices to commit it.
Prosecutors replayed the 9/11 attacks over and over in different media with videos of people jumping to their deaths, audio tapes of the struggle aboard Flight 93, live testimony from 47 family members who described the lasting impact of the attacks. All of that evidence indicated that prosecutors may well have proven at least two of the aggravating factors needed to justify the death penalty, that the attackers created a risk to people outside the World Trade Center or the Pentagon, and that many victims suffered torture and physical abuse. The defense could not challenge the horrific nature of the crime. Instead, Moussaoui's attorneys argued there are enough mitigating factors to save his life. Defense attorney Jonathan Shapiro has faced this challenge in a number of capital cases. He says that unlike prosecutors, defense attorneys don't really need to convince anyone. They just need to raise a shadow of a doubt.
The jurors don't have to be unanimous for mitigators, and in the end, they weigh the mitigators against the aggravators. So any one particular juror could conclude that there's a significant possibility that this fellow is mentally ill, and I'm just not going to sign off on a death warrant for him.
Dueling experts for both sides disagreed over whether Moussaoui is schizophrenic. The real answer may not matter so much. Mental illness does not have to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Professor Richard Bonney says the judge's instructions will give the jury some guidance on just how to weigh mental illness and other mitigating factors.
But I think the real work here is the work that's going to be done by counsel, obviously on both sides, but particularly by the defense counsel to say why this should really matter.
This second phase of the sentencing trial has been emotional in the extreme. Jurors likely still hear the echoes of voices from family members who testified for the prosecution. They could not ask for the death penalty, but most clearly favored the ultimate penalty. Rosemary Dillard lost her husband on American Airlines Flight 77. She did not testify, so she was allowed to say outside the court whether she feels Moussaoui deserves to die.
Yes, he deserves it. But it's not just for my husband. It's about what he did to the United States. He did that to all of you. None of you feel the same way that you did before 9/11, 2001.
Defense attorneys will want to remind jurors of the final words of Alice Ann Hoagland, who lost her son Mark Bingham on Flight 93. Hoagland did testify, so she could not say much, but she clearly feels that one more death is not the answer.
We are all part of the human family. None of us is beyond redemption. Every soul that was lost on September 11th was beautiful and much loved and much missed.
There will most certainly be another voice that jurors will recall as they deliberate, that of Moussaoui himself, who testified twice in this trial against his lawyer's wishes and reveled in the deaths the attacks caused. The defense labored mightily to limit the damage that testimony did. Closing arguments will give them one more chance, but Moussaoui may have created a barrier that even the savviest lawyer cannot overcome. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.